You're listening to Oroville Radio. It's Monday, November 22nd, 2010. There'll be a few announcements and an interview with Orovillian Martanda, but first a weather check for the Oroville-Pondicherry area. Chance of rain, overcast, high of 29 degrees Celsius, winds east-northeasterly at 18 kilometers per hour, and a heat index of 33 degrees. And tonight, chance of a thunderstorm, with the temperature dropped to 25. Listen now to Martanda.
Aquatica is something very meaningful to me in my life because water work has touched me, and I want to share that beautiful work with other people. And I know there's a lot of others like me who are my seniors, who are my teachers, who are actually practitioners. I'm still learning. So we've got this project Aquatica. We've already set up the whole brochure, internet, fundraising scheme, scam, all that. But we just are unable to actually get that money trickling into us. So we're all feeling a bit like, how do we move on from here, you know? If it stagnates too much. So I said, let's just go and dig the hole, you know? Let's just go and start. Yeah, let's get dirty. And then clean ourselves with water after. And the other thing is the forest. I came back this time and it's much wilder, and I'm just so happy to be back in the forest. It's one of the most meaningful things for me in my life, how actually the universe conspired for this. And that also is a challenge because the Greenbelt, there's so much land to be bought. A lot of the stewards are putting so much attention and love and care to these beautiful green trees glowing and growing and glowing. But for some reason, we're just not getting more lands in the Greenbelt. We need a lot of funding still for keeping our nurseries up and having enough trees to plant every year.
What does it mean, enough funding? What are you looking for?
Actually, you know what? I've talking a bit of the old part of it, because we've always been focusing on tree planting, whereas actually there's more than just tree planting. It's actually development, in quotes. That is actually fencing, which is an integral part of forest keeping to keep the animals out. I personally love that cows come in, but I have to have conversations with them every day, like, you don't eat my plant, you eat grass. And they listen to me. I don't know if everybody is that outgoing as I am, but so let's stick to the down-to-earth fences. Even installing windmills or solar panels, where it's a very important criteria to be in the Greenbelt. So if we could largen our scope from just funding to actually tree planting, but to actually something more developing, in quotes. Do I answer your question?
Well, actually, my question was, in terms of funding, do you have any sort of ballpark figure in mind?
Well, what?
Sorry.
Gavar la paisa venema.
Apriya. That is not a problem. Actually, I have no idea. Glenn would be better at that. But if I understood well, it's within a lakh and a half to 2 lakhs. The minimum. But I think it's $2,000 per year we need. No. I'm talking about just tree planting. Because a lot of it is subsidized. Because people give back 10% when they sell wood. Okay, so we lost some of the sources that used to subsidize our tree planting. Right.
Why?
I think for one is that a lot of the work trees that were on the plots have actually been cut down or they've died, for one. And then it's been outgrown by timber trees, species, which is much slower growing. And we're not talking about 15 years, we're talking about 30 years before they actually die. Because they're not going to cut down the actual timber species. And also knowing our situation in Orville, where we've always had an economical situation where it's been tough for everybody. I mean, to increase our maintenance has been really difficult. And so the BCC and the economy group, I don't know which one is the right one, has basically also tightened the belt. Jesus used to walk in the trees, but today he finds himself in a city called Oroville. Could have some fun, no?
Yes. Time,
yeah, and stupid also. So,
no judgment.
I have to say that it is a very tricky situation, that it is true that when you have new people, actually Anita from Pichandikulam brought it up in the last meeting, was saying that if we had a place that could harbor and inspire people to actually start doing green work, and if they find that it is their path, they could be oriented into new lands that are being bought, or even to go and live with other forces that are already pre-existing, is one thing. Then there's the factor of children being born on the forest who are not maybe not interested in forest work in any way or form. They may inherit it because their parents had passed away or has moved on, which is a situation on its own. I think that each case has to be looked case by case. You definitely got me by the little curly there.
Is
it?
Oh,
it is political. But ultimately, fundamentally, from deep down in my heart, if you're sincere and you want to do green work, I think people should be welcome. It has to be in the green work line. May it be even green work like fundraising, for example, or being a green group coordinator, you know, who's someone who's more multimedia communications. But there has to be a sincerity, and you can say, look, we trust you. Come with open arms, you know. It's not like, oh, I'll do green work, I'll plant 10 trees. I am doing green work. No. I totally agree. The forest is not separate from Oroville. We are one, there's no doubt. Planning has to be in coordination with Lavinia d'Oroville, because even when you make a forest, you have to plan. So I do think that there is housing situation, but we do have a few guidelines. Like, I think we say one steward per 23 acres or something, which is a lot when you think about farming. But when you actually have a forest, it's not much, because a forest actually needs a lot of space to have its natural expression, let's say. So yes, each steward can say, like, I want four households. It could be a neighborhood or something. But there has to be some connection with green work. It can't just be because we have a housing situation that, oh, let's put them in the green belt. Green belters had a tough time at the beginning. They literally, I've heard so many stories where they actually stand over the tree and give shade to it and stuff like that. I mean, you should know, you're a pioneer. Remember with your skirt, you used to lift it over. The beginning was tough. Bunding, water conservation, collect the seeds, plant the seeds, have them start, work tree, tra-la-la. Today we've reached the point where we're doing the actual indigenous tropical deciduous evergreen forest. That's planted. There's no more space. You've secured the land, you've planted the trees. Now what? That's what I would ask all the foresters. Now what? Now you're a forest, you have your forest, you've worked hard. Do you sit back and prend la retraite? Or is there actually an actual connection with the forest and the city, in quotes again? Is it that we have health areas, we have certain walks? Are we going to have the Golden Great Greenbelt marathons? You know, like, things like that. Like, I think we should have a vision of the next phase. If I make sense, if I have a point there. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, I'm Don Quixote bumping into my trees.
Don Quixote bumping into his trees.
Here's an excerpt from a sample newsletter which is given each week to the community in support of agriculture from the Oroville Green Center. Sustainability is one of Oroville's dreams, one of its objectives. Even if the community as a whole is far from reaching this, as well as having different views on how to achieve it, each one can nourish and share, consciously or unconsciously, this great dream. Following is a bit from the last paragraphs of Claude Bourguignon's book, Regenerating the Soil. Never since the Romans has an age been so blind and lax. One should go alone towards the whispering dead leaves, unearthed by the digging of a mole, the trembling of the reeds, or the lurking silence of the undergrowth. Let us leave our cars, our bulldozers and tractors, all our technical crutches. Let us draw aside the branch and take off our shoes to feel the ground or the freshness of the water, and then we will realize that everything is sentient and powerful. Let us not delude ourselves. We do not need technology to build the agriculture of tomorrow, but spirituality to discover the field of our dreams. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam Yahalom, and a number of volunteers. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.